This is the morning news on English Waves, and I'm Nia Kaysen. 9 departments in the south of France are still in orange vigilance. Last night saw thunderstorms and heavy rain. Lourdes in Narbonne saw 126 litres of rainfall per square metre, which is the equivalent of 2 months' rain in 24 hours. Also in Lourdes in Sijon, nearly 150 people were evacuated from 2 campsites. Several roads are closed in the Pyrénées Orientales, and motorists in these departments are advised to limit their movements. Some developments in the trial of the death of little Tony in Reims. The 3-year-old boy was beaten to death by his father-in-law almost 2 years ago. The child's neighbour, who was released last night by the criminal court, has been prosecuted for not reporting the abuse. In Bordeaux, the motorist responsible for an electric scooter crash last weekend is now under investigation. The driver of the scooter was killed and his passenger seriously injured. The motorist had fled the scene after the tragedy. Edouard Philippe is travelling to L'Essonne this morning. The Prime Minister is expected in Chamaron to present a plan for family caregivers. An estimated 11 million people in France are responsible for giving care to a dependent loved one or family member. The Minister of Health, Agnès Buzyn, will today outline measures proposed by the government, including the creation of a paid leave next year. Despite plans to leave the European Union on October 31st, there may be further delays for Brexit. Paris is open to a technical extension of a few days so that the parliamentary procedure can be completed in London. And a book written by an anonymous top official of the Trump administration is set to be published next month. The anonymous official's book is about the backstage of power, and last year he or she also published an explosive piece in the New York Times talking about a mean and inefficient president. Donald Trump has spoken of treason. You've been listening to The Morning News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.